Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started. Tainted spinach causes hallucinations. A contaminated batch of baby spinach is causing Australians to experience delirium, fever, and hallucinations. Not what you expect when adding it to a salad. No, not at all. As a result of the spinach exposure, some people also suffered from blurred vision, rapid heartbeats, and fever, according to authorities.
At least 54 people sought medical attention after eating the tainted baby spinach that authorities believe was consumed by more than 100 people. Several supermarket chains have recalled products containing the spinach. Based on internal investigations, the reactions were caused by a quote-unquote food product accidental contamination.
Some Australians joked about obtaining hallucinogenic spinach on social media. A Twitter user said, "Never have I been so interested in salad." However, the authorities emphasize that the symptoms are not pleasant. Darren Roberts, the medical director of the Poisons Information Center in New South Wales, said in an interview on local television that the victims have poor vision, confusion, and sometimes scary hallucinations, which are far from pleasant.
Instances like this remind us of why food standards being set by the government are so extremely important for consumers and safety. It is the consumer's right to expect that the foods they purchase and consume are safe and high quality. To ensure that the food supply has these characteristics, governments, including the FDA in the U.S., are charged with protecting consumers against impure, unsafe, and fraudulently labeled products. The FDA, through its Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, works to proactively ensure that the foods we consume and the vendors and industries which produce them use food control procedure standards and activities which support public health.
While consumers, governments, and others play an important role in ensuring food safety and quality, the food industry is ultimately responsible for investing the physical and managerial resources necessary to implement appropriate controls. The industry is responsible for overseeing the manufacturing and processing of food, from raw materials to finished products, and random government checks and oversight is what helps keep them accountable.
A safe food supply system requires that critical factors such as product conception, manufacturing, distribution, and customer satisfaction are organized and controlled to ensure safe products. While this is a scary reminder of some of the occurrences which were much more common in past centuries, our modern-day regulation tends to work and is another aspect of government which largely functions without us even realizing until you find yourself hallucinating after eating a salad.
Hot chilies, nutmeg, moldy rye bread, sea bream, and even coffee are foods with a history of causing hallucinations. Some of these were even used by ancient populations intentionally. But knowing that if your only plan is to have a meal, then all you should expect is the benefit of extensive government testing that we mostly now take for granted. You know, we don't expect to eat foods that could cause hallucinations now. We put so much stock in our government to test to make sure that the food is okay for us to eat. So, you know, what's interesting to me and what I wonder is what was wrong with the spinach? Sounds like it was contaminated with cocaine or something. Like, what was wrong with it?
Who knows? Yeah.
My gosh.
Impossible to say. But, you know, one of the things that we're seeing, though, is that we are seeing a move toward less food regulation. So a lot of the food lobbies are lobbying the government to back off on the ability to monitor food.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that the I think it was somebody out of Oklahoma. It was a business person out of Oklahoma that I think sued the EPA for, I think it was either clean water or clean air. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of this business person so that the EPA did not have the right to regulate,
right,
to create clean water. And so that's the direction we're moving into. And the idea is, well, in the free market, you know, you could choose not to eat something that is tainted. But what if you're the first one? You know, we should expect that our food is
safe,
is properly regulated and safe to eat and will not cause us illness. Think about this. In our world, in our modern day America, that is already so stressful to live, mm-hmm, as well, mm-hmm, we have to now worry about the food that we eat that is not properly assessed and made sure that it's safe for consumption. I mean, I think that that's a right that we should enjoy, not a right for corporations to make more money by cutting corners and putting our health on the line. And we've seen already that they're willing to do that.
Yeah.
We know that we are nothing. We're just nothing but pegs in the board of capitalism. And that if, you know, a couple pegs have to go so that people can continue to make money, that machine will continue to grind on. And the U.S. government supports that wholeheartedly.
Enzyme to fuel cancer evolution. A study led by scientists at Cornell Medicine found that an enzyme that protects human cells from viruses can cause multiple mutations in cancer cells, leading to greater malignancy. Ugh. According to the findings, the enzyme may someday serve as a potential cancer treatment target.
By preventing viruses from cloning themselves, these enzymes help ward off infection. By altering cytosines, the letter C in the genetic code, they can inhibit viral replication. In spite of this, cellular mutations can cause permanent changes to the genetic code, introducing errors long after the virus has been eradicated. In previous studies, it was found that cancer takes advantage of the APOBEC3 enzymes to produce more mutations, as well as fueling cancer growth. These mutations may help cancer evade detection by the immune system and other cancer drugs.
So throughout the last decade, researchers have discovered extensive APOBEC3 mutations in cellular DNA as a result of new DNA sequencing techniques. Dr. Faltus, a director of bladder cancer research, discovered in 2016 that APOBEC3 mutations were present in a high proportion of bladder cancer tumors, and that these mutations seem to have contributed to tumor resistance in chemotherapy. The researchers performed the study on mice. When the team mapped the mutational signature of APOBEC3G into the tumor genomes of mice, they found ample evidence that the enzyme led to an increase in mutations and genomic diversity in the tumors, which likely explained the higher mortality and malignancy in the APOBEC3G mice.
Mutations may have increased the genomic diversity of tumors, allowing them to grow and prosper. It also is crucial to understand what activates APOBEC, as it could inspire ways to prevent it from being activated. There are a number of such processes that fuel subclonal expansions, and APOBEC represents one such process that can be exploited to limit the adaptation and rapid evolution of tumors that are high in APOBEC. This is an exciting study because it gives us biofactors to watch and target before cancer ever has the chance to develop.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.